When Maura McLaughlin graduated from medical school, she joined a group practice in Charlottesville. She liked her colleagues and her patients, but dealing with insurance companies seemed like a huge waste of time. She wanted more time with patients and less time with paperwork.
Physicians often have only about 15 minutes in the room with a patient, and much of that time is not spent actually focused on the patient, it's spent focused on the computer.
Then McLaughlin heard about a small but growing trend among primary care physicians. They charge a low monthly fee, between $10 and $60 per person, for doctor visits, calls, and simple medical tests that can be done in the office.
So it allows me to schedule the longer visit times. It allows me to talk to patients on the phone myself, to treat people over the phone when it's medically safe to do so. I'm able to keep my overhead very low because I don't have that 40% overhead that's associated with the insurance billing. So that allows me to keep my prices low for my patients.
As part of her new direct primary care practice in Crozet, McLaughlin doesn't accept insurance, but she encourages people to have coverage for serious medical problems that might require hospitalization. At the University of Virginia, health policy expert Carolyn Engelhardt warns some people won't be able to afford that.
A high-deductible health plan, even for businesses, probably runs between $3,000 and $4,000 with a $5,000 to $6,000 deductible.
And she fears people who sign up for direct primary care might have a false sense of security.
I'll pay $50 a month and I'll be able to go see Dr. Jones as much as I want, and I never use health care anyway. And then, bam, you break a leg. You get diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
What's more, patients who are part of a direct primary care practice don't enjoy the legal protections extended by the Affordable Care Act to people with insurance.
You can't be banned for pre-existing conditions, can't be dropped because you use too many services. All of that goes away under direct primary care.
Maura McLaughlin says she's connected to the internet and to other doctors in the community, so it's no problem to keep up with the latest medical advances. But Professor Engelhardt contends doctors who are part of a large medical group or health system have access to resources that physicians in solo practice may not have.
Unless people are connected to bigger health systems that give them information, technology tools, and conferencing and association with specialists and researchers who are doing cutting-edge research, I worry that this cottage industry will actually regress.
Still, she can see an ideological appeal for some members of Congress who may want to promote direct primary care.
This has legs now because it fits so perfectly with Tom Price and Paul Ryan's agenda for fixing Obamacare. You have a market response that's individually oriented, that's going to reduce spending, and it's going to keep government out of it more. And to the Republicans, that sounds like nirvana.
And finally, she worries this new medical model could draw family physicians away from large healthcare systems and traditional group practices where they're urgently needed. Of the nation's 600,000 doctors, 70% are specialists. I'm Sandy Houseman.